The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
So does that mean everybody could hear me?
No, I hope not.
All right. I was whistling.
I know.
And it was high pitch.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know you could hear it. I'm new at this. I'm new at this. This is new to me.
That's okay.
I don't know the rules.
We'll handle it.
Yeah, we will. We'll handle it. Hey, hey, hey.
It.
Is it loud?
No, I just heard a ringing in my ear.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's not our problem. That needs a doctor. Is it happening again? It's her headphones. So, see, Bev's got on these big headphones, and she's taking care of the problem right now. Yes. And she's going to place them back on. By the way, we're a radio show, and we do this show every week. How you doing? Better?
Much better.
Awesome. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
We're not full of stuff. We're just...
Well, I kind of am.
We're just stuff, and we come to you every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, and this is Pittsfield Community Radio, where you can have your own show, too. And you know what? It doesn't just have to be radio. It can be a TV show. You can come here, talk to the powers that be, and find out if you can have put your little something out there for the whole little world. Here we are in this little, well, you know what? It's not little, because anyone can listen to this. You can go to WTBR.
That's true.
That's right. And the website is WTBR89.7FM.com, which I know is not right. Shame on us. Shame on us.
You can do, you can. Loyal fans.
You can actually go to www.pittsfieldtv.org.
Yeah, that might
get you here. We're pathetic. But it's okay, because that's part of the stuff that we do.
Stuff.
Stuff. S-T-U-F-F. It's
okay.
Stuff. I have an announcement to make. I have an announcement, and it is from the Pittsfield Irish City Committee. There is an event coming up that we were told about, and it's Friday, May 15th this year, from 5:30 to 7 at Hillcrest Academy, which is 400 Columbus Ave, Pittsfield. Now, that is the former St. Mark's School in Pittsfield. The tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware Store, which is on Elm Street in Pittsfield. That's why it's called
Elm Street
Hardware. Steve will sell you some tickets. You can also call 413-442-8924, and that is Marie Gormally for reservations. There is going to be, I'm sorry, Marie, I can't pronounce this. There are Irish step dancers that are going to be there to entertain. And there will be food, fun, and merriment.
Yay!
And I would just like to say that Marie is my cousin, and she's very, very, very much into the Pittsfield Irish Sister Committee, and has traveled to Ireland several times with her husband. And I'm just saying that we are Italian. Marie is full-blooded Italian. But she's having a ball.
That's okay, Marie. We love you anyway.
Love you so much. All right. So hopefully you can make it on Friday, May 15th. I will repeat this at the top of the second half of our show.
Okay.
All right.
So, do you want the true or false?
I want the true and the false.
Actually, how about you give us the quote?
I'll give you the quote. I can't tell you how many times I've been given a no, only to find out that a better, brighter, bigger yes was right around the corner.
Okay.
Is it worth repeating?
No.
How true it is, though. I just watched a movie about Steve Jobs. It took me 4 days because I kept on falling asleep.
Riveting.
Well, you know, I was watching it at night and late, like 10 o'clock. Well, maybe that's not late for some people, but and so I would start to watch it and I would fall asleep. But it was so interesting that I kept tuning back in. Thank goodness for Netflix. So, and man, I didn't realize that he was kind of a strange guy.
He had quirks.
I didn't know enough about him. And I didn't know that he died pretty young.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is he did get a lot of no's. I mean, more than I even thought. He got lots of no's. But man, he came back with a vengeance every time and ended up with some pretty big yeses.
You fall off the horse, you get back on.
And he did. But he was a strange duck. If you're interested in seeing maybe a movie that maybe did portray him correctly, it's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep has won 2 Academy Awards, true or false? There are 219 episodes of Friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis Smith, who played Phyllis Vance in The Office, was originally a casting director for the show.
Wow, those are hard ones. Because what if Meryl Streep has won 10 Oscars? That means she's won 2.
Meryl Streep has won 2 Academy Awards. If she's won more than 2, then this is false.
Okay, so we're going to be very specific about the 2. She's a great actress.
She is.
And she's Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out.
I hadn't seen the first one, so I'd like to see them, like, sequence.
Oh, yeah. You want to see the first one first. I've seen the previews for the one that's coming out now. And I think you would have to see the first one to really get what's really happening. It's important.
Okay.
Or is it important?
Ooh,
is it important?
Importanto.
Or is it important? What were we just talking about at breakfast? What was the word?
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable or?
Uncomfortable.
It's really uncomfortable. What did we say? 5 syllables. Uncomfortable. Or are we uncomfortable? Uncomfortable. 4 syllables.
Well, right now, it doesn't matter, but because either one will do.
I think if you're in a hurry, you just say uncomfortable. if you're trying to make it a strong point, you might say, I am uncomfortable with that.
Okay.
Make sense? No, but hey, whatever. So, wow, I'm already out of breath.
We just started. Do you have a theme for today?
I don't. I'm bouncing around. You know, I was thinking about that. I do have themes. I mean, everything is separated here. But I thought I would just take a little of this, a little of that, and a little of that.
Okay. And I have just a bunch of ha-has.
Great. Do a ha-ha. We need like 3 ha-has.
I'd like to start with the chimney jokes.
All right.
I've got a stack of them. The first one is on the house.
What's the second one?
It's a groaner. Exit signs, they're on the way out.
Oh, my gosh. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going.
The pollen count. Now, that's a difficult job, especially if you've got hay fever.
Because you're counting the pollen? Oh, my gosh. Are these Reader's Digest?
Not really.
Are these Reddit?
I can do the Reader's Digest.
Oh.
Which isn't too bad.
Oh, you brought it with you. Reader's Digest is probably one of the best magazines you can take on an airplane. Just saying. But I must say that magazines are getting very expensive.
During breakfast, my friend's young daughter asked the question all parents dread. Are you the Easter Bunny? Looking confused, she followed up with, I mean, how would you get into everybody's house? Sometimes the best material on YouTube can be found in the comments section. If idiots could fly, TikTok would be an airport.
Oh,
sugary is just stabbing someone to life. Surgery.
Surgery. Oh, you know what? That reminds me of something I did. So, you know, I make the edible birdhouses.
Yes.
So I posted it on Nextdoor that I had made. I've made some. I put some pictures and told people that they were available. So I wrote unique edible birdhouses, you know, talked about the seeds, blah, 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 blah. And I get a message this morning from some really nice lady that said, you might want to check what you wrote. Is it really edible? So I went back and it says editable.
Oh.
That the birdhouses are editable, which is a whole different meaning. So...
Well, I think I have a problem with that in the beginning anyway, because you're not going to eat the birdhouse.
No, you're not. You're going to eat the seed. Well, we aren't. The birds will eat the seeds. Yes, that's right. And then you can reload it after. But they will, chances are they will, after the seeds are gone, nest inside.
Yes.
That it is a house.
Yes.
And that's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And the last part of that last one was, regarding Disney's Snow White, if I saw this movie on a plane, I would still walk off.
Have you ever been on a plane and had them show a plane disaster movie?
No, because you can make your own movie. You don't have to listen to what everybody else is listening
to. Not anymore. Remember the day when there really was only one screen at the front of the plane, and you would sit and watch the movie? Yeah, and I'm trying to think. It was a long time ago.
A bus will do that.
A 747, when 747s were like the big... If you're going to fly far, they would have, six seats in the middle and two seats on one side and three on the other, and then there was a screen where they would play a movie. That's it.
You didn't get any choice on it.
No. No, 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 no.
Okay.
Okay, so I have some things about human anatomy. I also have some small town problems. This was kind of cute. It was a website. I don't even think I wrote. No, I didn't write it down. But all of these say Twitter. So they must have come from Twitter, but that's not where I got it. Or maybe I did. Whoa. This is things about small towns.
Okay.
Whoa. I just saw a barista from my favorite local coffee shop drinking coffee at the rival coffee shop. Imagine the small town drama that I could stir up with this. So this is all about what happens in small towns.
Yeah.
Like there's another one here that says, every Hallmark romance movie is like, yeah, you want to live in a small town. And every Hallmark mystery series is like, you absolutely do not want to live in a small town. Kind of cute.
Okay.
Oh, I had other town stuff. I think I'm going to skip the human stuff. Sorry. I talked amongst myself.
Okay. An archaeologist is the best husband a woman can have. The older she gets, the more interested he is in her. Children, there will only be a half day of school this morning. Johnny in the back seat. Whoopee, hooray. Teacher, silence. We'll have the other half this afternoon.
Oh! That's a good one. That's a good
Finally,
one.
Finally, I've got a good one.
That was a
An
good.
Escalator can never break, and it can only become stairs. You should never see escalator temporarily out of order, just escalator temporary stairs.
Yeah, don't you agree?
Yeah.
There was a, forgot the name of the comedian who said he was on an escalator. Well, I don't know if it's true, but, and that it stopped working, and everyone just stood there. And then it didn't move. And somebody yelled out, walk, just walk. Really, I wonder why an escalator would be out of order. You just walk. Why don't they just put a sign and say,
climb the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a bonus today. You get to burn the 10 calories that you, whatever.
Yeah.
Walk, walk. So with the small town theme, let me. So this person says, so you're from a small town. Oh, sorry. Say you're from a small town to someone else, also from a small town, and it will turn into some weird competition, like how many kids were in your graduating class? Private schools don't count. Oh, yeah, but did you have to bring your tractor to school day? I don't really get that one.
No.
I'm going to cross it out. Okay, here's one here. Things people do. Hey, you know what? There's always room for correcting error. Things people do in small towns. All right?
All right.
They drive around. They eat at the same two restaurants. They drive around some more. Go to a town that is a little bit bigger than yours. They make bonfires.
Wait a minute. Bonfires. Oh, bonfires.
They call a friend to see if they want to drive around. How do we consider Pittsfield a small town?
No, I wouldn't.
So, Lee?
Maybe close, but...
Cummington.
Cummington is a very small town.
Lanesboro. But Lanesboro doesn't really have a center, does it? It really doesn't.
No.
No, sorry.
All right. My girlfriend makes me want to be a better person so I can get a better girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Well, yep.
I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it. She's laughing, so I'm going with it.
I'm waiting for you to laugh. I don't know that you think that...
See, I've already read these.
Oh, okay. Pretend it's the first time.
I don't think we're as amazing as our parents are. I'm not going to have any struggles to tell my kids about what's my story going to be like. Son, once when I was flying from New York to L.A., my iPad died.
You said that in record speed.
Here we go.
So there's things that I found that you can do in your small town to make it fun. It's things to draw interest to your town. So it says here, one of the suggestions here is turn functional items into games, such as installing piano stairs. Have you ever been on piano stairs?
No.
You walk up and down the stairs and they play notes.
Yeah.
So it's triggered by light.
Right.
And it's pretty cool because you can go up and down, back and forth. You can go, you know, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And you can... you also can put a piano on a public street. So I thought this would be really cool in Pittsfield.
So if you're going 30 miles an hour, you get to hear a tune.
No, no, no.
How else would you put a piano on the street?
No. The piano stairs are for your feet. A real piano on the sidewalk. I'm so sorry. You got me.
Because I have heard of that.
You got me. I've seen it, and it can work, you know.
Okay.
So you put a piano, you just put it there, and signs that say, "Play me, I'm yours." And somebody can sit down and just play the piano.
Does what happens though when someone tries to carry it off?
Well, they won't. You put weights in it, or you tie it down, or you. It's a big piano, not a keyboard, not an electric keyboard, just a piano. And that'd be really cool. I don't know if we're having Third Thursday anymore in Pittsfield. It used to be
no.
First Friday. They're not doing it?
No, it's First Fridays.
It's First Fridays. That'd be cool to do then, to put a piano out there. And just while people are tooling around and going to the food trucks or whatever's out there, and somebody can sit down and play. And sometimes it's pretty surprising about how awesome they play or not.
In the key of C.
Yes. Get the key of what?
What? My sister was with two men in one night. She could hardly walk after that. Can you imagine? Two dinners, that's a lot of food. You were wondering where I was going to go with that.
Yeah. I'm looking at you going, okay. I knew you weren't. I knew you were good. I knew you were good. So there is pop up. No, I don't like that one. Oh, no, that's the piano again. Here's one called Stranger Exchange Neighborhood Swap.
Okay.
Organize a stranger exchange event or a community swap meet to help neighbors meet and share resources.
Well, if I see that guy next door, he's kind of strange. Maybe I'll trade him for something.
This is pretty cool. I know that off of South Street, I think it's Harding Street, it's a dead end. And I know that in the past, they have actually done a block party on their street. They've closed the street and brought out their grills. And so to do something like that and also do a swap meet at the same time, bring out the stuff you don't want anymore and swap it for other people's junk.
Isn't that called a yard sale?
No, because you're having burgers and fries. Well, not fries, chips. And you're having.
I prefer the fries.
You know, you're having a neighborhood thing on your street. I like that. I like that. I'm going to put a star next to it.
Okay. The first birthday party you have and the last birthday party you have are actually quite similar. You just kind of sit there. You're the least excited person at the party. You didn't even realize that there was a party. Both parties, people have to help you blow out the candles. It's also the only two birthday parties where other people have to gather your friends together for you. That's a good one.
That's really good. That's really good. And you know what? I've got one more that would be the same. You're wearing diapers both birthdays.
That's true. That's true.
Or something similar.
Similar, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you won't, maybe you don't have any teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to gum.
Unless you die young.
True. Oh, gosh. I'm thinking old, 105.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe you're going to gum your cake to death.
Gotcha.
That's cute. I like that.
That is cute.
That'd be a cute thing to say at someone's birthday party when they're older.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you think? That'd be cute to say.
I'll make you a copy.
Okay, that'd be great. All right. So this is interesting. This is chat with the city. It says utilize what's called a hello lamp post. It's hello lamp post technology, which allows pedestrians to SMS a code on lamp posts, mailboxes, or benches to wake them up and start a fictional, witty text conversation. Now, don't ask me what this means, but I kind of get it.
I don't.
So it sounds to me
like somebody stands in front of the post and then they people yeah. come by and talk to them.
No, I think the lamp post, the mailbox, or the bench wakes up and begins to text you on your phone, and you stand there and you get text messages from the lamp.
Mailbox.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe a postal box that we don't really have anymore that kind of sit around town. So now, I don't know when this was printed, but can you imagine this being AI?
Yeah.
Which I'm really on the fence about AI, but anyway, who cares, right? If you walked up to a lamp post.
And it talked to you?
Uh-huh.
That would scare the bejeebers out of me.
Conversation with the lamp post, but it's.
I'd be looking around to find out where's the microphone and camera.
Yeah. They did something like that on Candid Camera.
Wasn't that with the parking where they were getting gas or something?
Yes, and it started to talk to them. Something like that, yeah. All right.
I'm paranoid about everything in my life. Even at home on my stationary bike, I've got a rearview mirror. I think that's cute. All men make mistakes, but married men find out about them sooner.
All what?
All men make mistakes, but married men find out about them sooner.
Oh, yeah. so true. Because nobody cared before they got married. Nobody cared. You only, it's because we care. Right?
I'm going along with that.
There we go. I live in a small town. Someone called my mom and told her they saw me trying to buy alcohol at the grocery store. I'm 41. That's a small town for you.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
got me. I used to play sports. Then I realized you can buy trophies. Now I'm good at everything.
I know. You can.
Yeah.
You can buy a trophy and have any little plaque, any little thing on there that says anything you want.
Right. As long as you pay for it.
Yep. And you can collect those and put them all over your room on shelves. And you can have ribbons made. I have cornhole trophies made every year for the reunion that we go to in the fall, the military thing we go to in the fall. And we have a cornhole tournament. And what was I going to say? Oh, one of the funniest one of the funniest ones we have is a toilet bowl. It's a toilet bowl with a seat and everything, and it's for the losers of cornhole. Isn't that cute? Everybody wants it, so they try to lose.
So they can sit on the trophy.
No, it's small. I mean, they're not going to sit on it. It's a little trophy. It's cute.
Oh, I thought it was
Oh, no, like a real toilet? Would that be a riot? Oh, now you have me thinking.
When I was 10, there wasn't trampolines or cartoon characters. I never went to Chuck E. Cheese. My mom said, "You want to see a mouse? Pull the refrigerator out."
I agree. Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Never.
Yeah, you didn't miss a thing. You didn't miss a thing.
Are they still around?
I don't know. I hope not. They had this little glass room. Small, really small.
With the balls.
Yeah. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. You got all these little kids in this thing.
Jumping into it.
Some of them with diapers on or off. Maybe they fell off. I saw a little kid actually kind of throw up in one of those ball things.
Oh.
And luckily, I don't think my kids were in it. But that was like, okay, nope. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
It's amazing how email has changed our lives. You ever get a handwritten letter in the mail today? What? Has someone been kidnapped? You don't get it.
No.
That's the only reason to make a letter that you write to somebody.
And you know what? Why would you write it by hand? They could find you. Your fingerprints would be on the paper, and they could know your hand. They could see your handwriting, and they could get a handwriting analysis done, and then send out the FBI, and then have people line up and write their names on a piece of paper, and then they can identify the person.
Yes, dear.
Okay. So.
I gotcha.
When I first got married, I got a speeding ticket. Someone called my husband an MIL before I even made it home. What's MIL?
Read it again.
When I first got married, I got a speeding ticket. Someone called my husband and MIL.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, before I even made it home.
Ha-ha.
Oh, I got that.
Ha-ha.
That's a small town.
That's a very small town.
This is what I think about Mayberry.
That's where everybody's...
talking to everybody.
Related to everybody.
And related to everybody, which is a whole other topic.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
You know you're over the hill when you are arranging your hair instead of combing it. A mom and her children watched a PBS special showing the birth of a baby. One fascinated child asked, "Mom, does that hurt?" "Oh, yes, it does," she said, remembering her difficult deliveries. "Wow," said the kid. "Does it hurt the mother, too?"
So, you know how we talked about in other shows about throwing stuff away, getting rid of stuff?
Clutter.
Clutter. But there are things that you absolutely need, right? To survive or to function.
I was told if you have a little bit of clutter, it'll make you feel happier.
Who told you that?
Somebody who should know better.
Not me. Well, maybe. No, I don't know. No. So this is... this is things that you absolutely need that you don't have to worry, oh my gosh, I'm just holding on to this. You need your Social Security card.
Yes.
Don't get rid of it.
But if you lose it, you can get another one.
Yes, but don't clean out your wallet and think, I'll throw out this card, this card, this card, and my Social Security card. If you carry it, which I think I have heard you shouldn't carry it.
That's right.
You should keep it home, locked in a little safe or
yep.
something. You should not throw out your birth certificate, people. Keep it. If you are like me and you throw out everything, don't throw out your birth certificate. I actually got something in the mail that didn't have a return address, and I threw it out. And Mark called me and said, "Hey, did the new debit cards come?"
Oh, my God.
And I said, "No, I didn't see them." And a couple days later, I decided, uh-oh, I thought about that envelope, and I went in the trash, luckily.
It was still there.
Oh, yeah, covered with coffee grounds and scrambled eggs and, you know,
was
that kind
it really,
of stuff.
Was that the one?
Yep, that was it.
Oh.
So be careful, be careful. I wonder if anybody else has ever thrown away something accidentally that's very important.
I try not to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I always succeed or not. Because
why?
If I threw it away, then I don't know.
Yes, that's right. So if you have, you can let us know. And we love getting your emails.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Okay.
Traffic lights are nature's way of teaching patience. That went over like a lead brick.
I didn't get it. Okay.
Traffic lights.
Traffic lights.
Nature's Way.
Nature's Way.
Of teaching.
Of teaching.
Patience.
Patience. Oh, I see. I'm not good at that. No. But it's only when I'm in a hurry. Duh. Right? Isn't it awful when it seems like forever when you need to get going?
Jerry Seinfeld once said, if I was an Olympic athlete, I'd rather come in last than win the silver medal. You win the gold, you feel good. You win the bronze, you think, at least I got something. But you win the silver, and that's like, congratulations, you almost won. Of all the losers, you came in first. You're the number one loser. No one lost ahead of you.
I've heard him do that in stand-up.
Have you?
Yeah, it's funny. Well, you know he's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dry, and he's funny, and he's funny. When he says it, it's funny. Not that when you said it, it wasn't funny.
I was just going to say, well, okay, thanks for that.
So guess what you should not throw away? You should have a folder with all of your important documents in it. One place. And when you have that, don't throw it away. At least when you have your tax documents, I think you're supposed to keep those for 7 years, right?
7 years, yep.
Yeah. Don't throw away your folder of important documents. Keep it.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s, Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is the second half of our show, and the show is called
Stuff.
And I have an announcement to make. Let's see. This is from Marie Gormley.
Mm-hmm.
I call her Gormally. But I'm not really sure what she calls it, calls her last name, how she pronounces it. Is it Gormley or is it Gormally? Marie, send us an email. She's my cousin.
Is
I
it
should
on
know.
The ah or the
I don't
or?
Know. And you know what? Anthony emailed us too, and that was wonderful. And that's why we're doing some of the things that we're doing today, because of Anthony's suggestions. We really like the suggestions. Patrice also, we like Patrice. Thank you so much. We love the ideas. We love the suggestions. You can email us, too.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
So the Pittsfield Irish City, Pittsfield Irish Sister City Pasta Dinner. It's a fundraiser. And I think our sister city is Bellina.
Could be.
Friday, May 15th, 2026, 5:30 to 7 p.m. This is a pasta dinner. And the address is 400 Columbus Avenue, which is Hillcrest Academy in Pittsfield. It was the former St. Mark's School. Unico will be doing the cooking, and they're awesome. They do a great job. Mm-hmm. They do a great job, and there's always enough food. Tickets are available at Elm Street Hardware. You can go there, talk to Steve or anybody there and get a ticket, or you can call 413-442-8924. That's 442-8924. That's Marie's number for reservations. I said earlier, I cannot pronounce this, but there's going to be Irish step dancers there.
Yes.
Entertaining. and come and join them for an evening of food, fun, and merriment.
It'll be a great time.
A great time. That's all I can do. That's the Irish, all I can do. That's the only Irish I know. Great.
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 Well, gosh, and begonia.
There's no Irish language. Is there?
It's called Gaelic.
Is it just, is it English with the thick accent?
No.
Well, say something.
I don't know Gaelic.
I don't either. But I bet in Ballina, they must have people that speak
Ballina.
English. Ballina.
That's the sister city.
Sister city. Ballina. Yep. I think there's a sign on Cheshire Road that says something about Pittsfield's sister city is...
I think I've seen that.
Ballina. I think I'd like to go there. Hey, Marie, when are you going to Ballina next? I'd like, because Ballina sounds like a small town.
I'm a little person. I can fit inside your suitcase.
Yeah. Yeah, take us. Take us.
I mean, I've only been there twice.
To Ballina?
To Ireland.
You have?
Yeah.
You're lucky.
It is gorgeous.
I'll bet. I've never been. Mark's always wanted to go.
Everyone is so nice.
That's what I like.
Everybody is so drunk. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I found that that was what it was like in Dublin. Like, just very nice, laid back. Will he swear I was? You know? Anyway.
I stopped buying women's magazines. The only time I see someone who looks like me, it's under the word before.
I know. Isn't it depressing? I know. You know what cracks me up? I see these commercials with these 20-year-old girls who are using face cream and so their face looks young.
It's kind of oxymoron, yeah, thing there going
20,
on.
You're 20, you're 25, you're 30. Come on, don't be 30 and tell us that the youth cream you're using is working. You still have your hormones, girls. Come on now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love it. You know, in life, you only need certain things.
Certain things.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't need stuff. You don't need a lot of stuff.
You need stuff?
Well, you need stuff, but you don't need stuff. You need one bag or a backpack to hold your stuff. You need a mattress. You need one set of sheets, a pillow, a blanket, one set of PJs. Well, I have a problem with that.
Why, you like to go nude?
No! I have one whole drawer full of PJs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wear different ones every night. I couldn't do one set of PJs.
Do you ever just lay down on the bed with whatever you're wearing and go to sleep?
It's happened to me, but not intentionally. It says here you only need 7 outfits for work. You do laundry once a week. You need 3 to 6 outfits to work in your yard. You need one winter coat. You need one light jacket. You need laundry soap, a laundry basket. You only need one pair of shoes.
Ah, I don't agree with that.
You need a water bottle. You need one pot. One frying pan with the lid.
Yeah.
You need one pan for your oven with the lid. You only need 2 to 4 cooking utensils.
Well, that lets me out.
Me too. You need one fork, one spoon, one bowl. Oh, whoops. Bowl.
Well, maybe only one of those either. Who knows?
You need a plate. One plate. You need 2 to 8 food storage containers. You need a small, sharp knife, a large, sharp knife, and you need a cutting board. There's more in this list, but I'll take a pause.
Okay.
But when you think about it if you had to go in your kitchen and only keep what you need.
I wouldn't need a cutting board.
No, you wouldn't. You don't need a lot. Right. You're simple, right? In your kitchen.
Well, I've been told I've been simpler than
most people. Are you more simple? Because you don't cook like from scratch.
You're not getting it.
Oh, no, don't. Are you talking about me?
No.
Oh, I don't get it. You're really, you.
Simple? I'm simple?
Well, no. No. I don't mean you're simple. I mean, you don't do like, you wouldn't throw a roast in the oven and cook a roast and scratch potatoes and scratched carrots and bake a cake from scratch.
No, okay, that's what I'd have to find out who I am.
I would too, because that's not the you I know. And me, I try to cook things and I fail. So it'd be better if I was more like you, where I know I won't fail. I fail so many times. And I follow recipes. I really do. And I still fail. I don't get it. I made gluten-free cupcakes from a mix. And they didn't rise. They just went.
Oh, my God.
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
So how does that happen? You do it from a box and it still comes out wrong.
Were you supposed to put yeast in it or something?
No, you just add the eggs and whatever else it says on the thing.
Well, that's their fault then, because they wrote it wrong.
I think you're right. They wrote it wrong, or they forgot to put something in the box.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, so I don't know how we got off on that little little roadway.
But we did.
We did. And we're back.
Okay.
Yes.
I read about a couple in their 80s where she died and he died soon after. The paper said he died of a broken heart, but that's not a medical condition. I think if she died and then a fortnight later he died, it's probably because he didn't know how to cook.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. Or clean, or where things were in the house.
Can
you picture him walking around trying to find stuff?
God.
Really? Now think about this.
No, I'd rather not.
No, I have to say, my husband, who's not like, he's very self-sufficient. But if I died, he would not know where so many things were in the house. He really wouldn't.
Well, that's okay, because I live by myself and I still don't know.
You don't know where things are. So that means you don't need those things because you haven't found them, right?
That's a good point.
You don't need them. There's so much in our houses we don't need. When you think about it, here's another small town story.
Okay.
I drove the car when I was 15 while my mom was at work. They are still talking about what a hoodlum I am. I'm 73.
What a hoodlum I am?
Yeah. They're still talking about him, and the guy's 73 years old.
And his mother was at work?
He stole the car. He took the car out. He was only 15 years old, so he would take her car and go ride around while she was at work. Now, think about it. It's a small town, so she probably worked next door, and he went over and got the car. Or she walked. It's a small town. She walked to work.
Who's he was 15?
He was 15 years old.
And who was 70-something?
Well, listen now.
I can't get it straight.
Okay. That's okay. I don't get some of your stuff. I drove my mom's car when I was 15 while my mom was at work.
Uh-huh.
The town is still talking about what a hoodlum kid I was. I'm 73.
Oh, okay.
Was it better with
now
the inflections?
I think I got it.
Yeah, the little theater. Okay. I put a little theater
in
there.
I was wondering how he turned 73 driving his car.
No.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
You know what GPS means?
Yeah, gross national product. No, GPS, that's your guidance system, your... your guidance system.
Nope. Well, yeah, but it's guiding people slowly.
Guiding people slowly? Do you have GPS? Yes, you do, but we figured it out once, right?
I haven't figured it out again.
All right. That's a whole other thing.
Yep.
Yep. When I went to my grandfather's funeral in the small town of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, I went into the local IGA supermarket to cash a check. I was from Arizona at the time, but I was born in Stevens Point. Sure, I'll take your check, Connie. My mother used to babysit for you. Okay. So this girl was born in a small town.
Yeah.
She moved away.
Yeah.
It's 20 years later. She's lived in Arizona.
And they still remember.
And they would only cash her check because my mother used to babysit for you without an ID or anything. Just, okay. I kind of get it.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, well. Okay. Maybe we aren't from small towns and we don't get it.
I'm from Troy.
That's not small.
No.
No. And I'm from here. Plainfield is a small little
Plainfield
village.
Is a very small place.
I bet the people in Plainfield would get this stuff.
Yeah.
Because they have their own little church and their own little town hall, and they have a little school with the bell and little people. Little porches.
I don't think there's a school in Plainfield.
Oh, there's a little thing. Maybe it's a nursery school. I don't know, but I thought I saw a building with a bell on the top of it. Isn't that a school?
Not necessarily.
Oh, well, I can dream. I can dream.
All right.
Okay.
I don't like meals for one. It's not that they make me feel lonely. It's that they're not big enough.
They're not. It's true.
And I'm writing a sitcom about the struggles of finding a matching pair of socks. It's called Soulmates. She wants to laugh, but she doesn't want to laugh. But the same thing.
Oh, I had a Marie Callender's chicken pot pie the other night. And I remember having them years ago and loving them, but I've never bought another one. But I bought one. Mark was away. And I was really looking forward to it. It was terrible. And the pieces of chicken were the weirdest texture. They were like rubber.
Ah, maybe so, it wasn't real chicken.
Well, I mentioned it to my sister, the one who lives in North Carolina, and she said it's engineered chicken. So I looked up engineered chicken, and she's right. It's, they take cells or whatever from chicken, and they put it in a petri dish, and they feed something to it. And it grows, seriously now, it grows fat and it grows muscle that becomes like a piece of whatever. And they use it as chicken. It costs $9,000 to create 1 pound of this stuff.
This is crazy.
And it's only sold to restaurants and companies that can afford to, they don't pay the $9,000, but they can afford it. It's not in the supermarkets yet. But it
well,
has a
good.
And it did say it has a different texture than real chicken. And I won't ever get a Marie Callender's chicken pot pie. And I'm sorry to tell you that I just like real chicken.
Okay.
But it only had like four peas. I think it had a carrot.
That was four too many.
Oh, okay. Well, there's so much other stuff. You don't even know you're... It wasn't good. I was really shocked. My husband makes the best chicken pot pie. Anyway.
Okay. Why do washing machines always have drama? Because they're full of cycles.
I like that one. That's good.
That's Yay!
Good. That's good. I like it. I still have cycles.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Headphones are the universal do not disturb sign.
True.
But they don't always work.
They work on an airplane.
Yeah.
A lot of people wear headphones on an airplane, and I think maybe not only because they want entertainment, but I don't think they want the conversation. It's really hard when you get on a plane and you say hello to the person next to you and then you start to chat. You're going to chat the whole time.
Yeah.
Because most people that will chat with you like to chat. And then you're going to be chatting the whole time. And you can't get out of it. You can't. Unless you throw up. Then you can. It's true. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Like nonstop. All right. My older brother's claim to fame was always that he was third at the swim meet. He never thought to mention that there were only three in the race. That's a small town.
That's a very small town.
So if you're third and you get third place,
at least somebody else. Oh, that nobody else behind you got lost.
No.
Oh.
You really are the loser. I'm sorry.
The internet, where opinions are like belly buttons. Everyone has one. Nah. Okay, never mind. Why did the computer get glasses? To improve its website. No, never mind.
Oh, okay, you're going to skip that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Employee of the month is a good example of how somebody can both be a winner and a loser at the same time.
Employee of the month. You're a winner and a loser at the same time?
Yeah.
Employee of the month. Oh, you only won for the month? You're a loser in the other months? Oh, is that right?
If you want it to be.
I think so, because if you're only a winner for 1 month, you're a loser for 11.
People say... It's only the ones...
Oh, who suck up.
Suck up, get up on there. Yeah.
I get it.
All right.
Yeah, you're not going to be treated... Yeah, well, hopefully that's not true in most places, right?
It became so cold in New York last night that it forced the flashers to describe themselves to people.
We need an answer. Do we have time?
Coming up.
Okay.
That's not it.
I don't even think you repeated that at the top of the second half
of the show. I don't think I did either. Meryl Streep has won 2 Academy Awards. There are 219 episodes of Friends. Phyllis Smith, who played Phyllis Vance in The Office, was originally a casting director for the show. So one is true and 2 are false.
2 are false?
Yep.
So I think the true one is the third one about Phyllis.
Very good.
Thank you.
Ta-da.
Congratulations to Meryl Streep, but she deserves more than 2.
She only won 3.
Oh, that's right, because it's false. She only won 3. She deserves more than 3.
She does.
She does. But you know what? Hopefully she's the kind of woman who doesn't care. You know, she lives around here somewhere.
Does she?
I don't know. I don't remember what town, but she lives, I want to say Tyringham, but I don't think that's true. And I know that she went to an she went to get her glasses in Great Barrington. A friend of mine waited on her, or a friend of a friend waited on her. So maybe she lives somewhere in South County, which is Tyringham, or maybe she's in Great Barrington, but she's here somewhere.
Oh, everybody has to go through it.
That's right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.